something that's a little bit different, nothing wrong with that. We actually want to hear from you at 833-563-2539. You can also slide into our DMs, get your freak on that way, and producer Port Chop will set it up so we can talk to you this morning. I believe we have on Lydia. Hey, are you a freak or is it somebody that you know is a freak?
I think I am.
Ooh, girl. Okay, what is going on with you?
All right. Are you guys ready for this? So I am looking for a man, and I was wondering if you could help me find him.
Ooh, I love being Cupid. Go on.
So I typically like dark-haired men, and they got to have big hands, be really tall, but have teeny weeny.
Wait, what?
Hold on. Maybe her phone cut. I don't know if I heard that.
I heard the big hand, tall, dark, and handsome with big hands.
And what?
And teeny weeny.
Huh?
Yes. Okay. So I like little men because the fact is they try harder to compensate in bed. And I've been with large men, and like to be honest, it was kind of painful.
So you don't want like an average man, and you don't want a big man. You want a teeny weeny man.
Yes.
A short tort man.
Yes. I want a man hung like a hamster.
A hamster?
Hold on, now I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm going to Google. Hold on.
Hung like a hamster? Are you showing that on your work computer, Joe? That's going to come back to haunt you. You know so many teeny men are getting so excited right now. Their ears have perked up, girl.
Mackenzie.
It might sound crazy to you guys, but that's what I like.
Oh my God, I just saw a hamster wiener. Wow.
Literally, Joe's wallpaper is now hamster weenies.
So basically, what I need you to help me find is a good-looking dude with a small package who knows how to use it. And that is like my ideal guy. No biggie, no medium schmedium. I want him small, and I want it all.
Wow, girl. I do not think this is going to be hard to fulfill your order.
I always thought there was a deal breaker for women if the guy wasn't, not that they had to be like gargantuous, but if a guy was too small, I thought women would complain about that. Like average is totally fine, but and some girls like it bigger, but I always thought like if it was too small, like women would laugh at it and like, well, I don't, you know, it doesn't make me feel good. Like I'm confused.
No. Like give me a man with a micro peen.
You are making so many like, men's day.
Like, is this like your bar routine? She's got like all these sayings. She's like, I want it all as long as it's small.
But I do get what you're saying about maybe they do overcompensate and to please you because they're kind of like insecure about it. So, I mean, that makes sense.
But that's just a good lover in general. Whether you're big or small, they do it all.
Man, like, no, I'm doing gonna it. Find her a man. There's got to be someone listening that's like, me.
Poor Chop just told me to play this. Let's see what this is.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
You sound fun, too. We got to make a love connection for her.
Please, find me a date this weekend. I need it. You know, I've been through it all, and I know what I want, and that's what I want.
Okay, when's the last time you found yourself a teeny weeny?
A teeny weeny peen?
Has it been a while?
It's been a while.
All right.
Okay. We got to work on this.
Yeah. Well, if we get any calls, Lydia, we'll certainly pass them along at 833-563-2539. We'll hook you up with that.
I feel like people are probably secretly sliding into the Joe and Mackenzie DMs right now. Like, can I get that girl's number?
Yeah, whatever you do, just don't send us pictures of it.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
I don't want to see that.
That's so all right, funny.
Lydia, that was one of the more interesting, and I don't think it's as gross. I'll take that all day. Freak Show Fridays you've had in a while. I'm so glad you called in.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All right, girl, we'll see what we can do.
Thank you. All right, not that I want to talk all day about.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
But Lydia sounds great too. She sounds like an awesome person. Like that's the kind of person I'd want to date that has a fun personality and
yes.
Nice. Especially teeny weeny. I fall into that category. But I'm wondering at 833-563-2539, even maybe other dudes, I want to ask Porkchop, because you're bisexual right now, you have a boyfriend. Would you want a guy, like, prefer, would you want one with, like, an average to large weenie, or would you want a teeny weenie? Like, do you have a preference?
Well endowed is good.
Okay, that's all I had to say. Yeah. Now, Mackenzie, what about you?
I would say, I mean, most...
Like, you're single now. If there's guys out there with a...
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
I mean, I like the mystery of it.
You're a liar. Intern Chloe, if you had your choice, I don't know how many weenies you've seen. Would you want a regular one, a big one, or a teeny one?
I mean, normal's fine. I'm not too picky.
What if it was teeny weeny?
I wouldn't really care, because you're dating the person, not their weenie.
The best conversation is what producer Porkchop, even before I worked here, we had this conversation. I was like, I don't know, Chops, I've only seen one. And he's like, I've seen like 40.
And that's why I've been single. All right, 833-563-2539. Ladies or dudes, if you're into weenies too, is anybody else like Lydia and you actually like that? Because correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe this is me being ignorant. I thought if you had a teeny weenie, that was a turnoff and a deal breaker. And this is
really
coming
matter.
From a guy that's got a teeny weenie.
Does it really matter? Because when someone is awesome and they're just like, they're swag, maybe it doesn't matter as much. But obviously, usually, not Lydia, she's, you know, not including this, but usually the goal is not teeny.
Okay, we'll talk to you next. Finally, you're honest. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
This morning, we're talking about...
Itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
Yep, you can join in the convo and let us know if that's an okay thing, because I always thought Lydia, who was on for Freak Show Friday, says she likes that. I thought that was kind of a turnoff. Unfortunately, it shouldn't be, but I'm just telling you, like, as a dude, that's my fear. I'm like, oh, God, I hope the girl, if I was single, doesn't leave me.
And earmuffs to the kiddos if you're listening or on your way to school. So just want a disclaimer there. But hey, and also, if you're a dude and you're like, oh, Lydia sounds hot and I am in this realm, we'll hook it up.
Yeah, if you got a teeny weenie, 833-563-2539, you could certainly join in the conversation. I just want people... today, Mackenzie, to be honest, because I'm not judging you saying you're a bad person if you say no, teeny weeny, I'm out. I want to know the truth. And I feel like people lie about it. I'm not saying intern Chloe's lying, but like I finally got out of you, Mackenzie, what you prefer. You didn't say if you'd say absolutely not, but I feel like some people or majority of people, if they found a teeny weeny, they would be out. They would be like, I'm donezo. I'm leaving.
It just depends on the vibe, on the person. But like, you can overlook that.
You
if
can
everything
ignore
else
it.
Is like on point.
For the entire life, you get married and they got the teeny weeny. You're cool with that.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I would be. If I was like head over heels for this person.
They must have to be hella rich then, right?
You can get creative.
They'd have to be hella rich. You're not going to marry a poor guy with a teeny weeny. There's no way. Once again, I'm a poor guy with a teeny weeny. I know.
I was like, why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just, okay. Let's go to Brittany this morning, listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. Hey, Brittany, thank you for calling in. What do you think about the whole situation with the...
itsy bitsy teeny weeny?
Actually, I don't think size is an issue. It's the motion of the ocean that counts.
There you go. It's what you do with it,
right?
I'll
tell you what, you can be really big and be trash.
Wow, see?
So are you, okay, do you have a preference though, I guess then? Do you kind of like Lydia for Freak Show Friday? Is that what you're looking for or you don't care?
Like I said, it's really the motion of the ocean. You don't know unless you connect with a person whether or not it's going to be good or not.
You don't know unless you
take
the row.
Size.
You don't know unless you take the row. Look at this. We're getting all the sayings today. All right. Well, hey, thank you, Cap'n. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to Houston this morning on the new 92.1 Radio Now and say hi to Brian. Hey, Brian, what you want to say?
Hey, I would just like to say that I'm 5'7" with a 6.5", and I do overcompensate with everything else. I like to please my lady.
Wait, 6 is teeny?
I mean, yeah.
Don't forget the
I
half.
I feel like it is.
He said 6.5", Joe. 6.5.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm feeling insecure, Brian. This is terrible. I thought that was like good to big. All right. Well, this sucks. Hey, I'm glad to hear you do all that hard work. Real quick. Can we just, is Brian teeny weeny to you, Mackenzie?
I don't know what average is.
I'm asking you.
I'm a bad reference point.
Porkchop, real quick.
Porkchop would be a better reference point.
Brian in Houston said 6.5. Is he got a teeny weeny?
Not at all.
Okay, because I was like, God,
That's like average or like slightly above average.
Okay, good. Good. That's our teeny weeny expert pork chop. Thank you. And thank you, Brian, for calling.
Who makes me the teeny weeny expert?
I'm just saying the weeny expert. You've seen them small. You've seen them large. You're in charge. Let's go to...
I've only seen one small.
Just one?
Small.
What was small? Give me a number.
Oh, like I don't know.
See, this is the average man is 3.5 inches.
There's no way. Really?
That's what it says.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I mean, no, just like every day. Not excited.
All right, let's go to Allie this morning in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. What do you want to say, Allie?
Hi. Well, personally, I like, you know, like a little above average, you know, not the 3.5. I didn't think that was average. But for most women, I know to make us, you know, the big O, you need the outer part of the lady part, you know, stimulated opposed to the V.
Okay, yes. So you're saying...
Thank you for keeping it PG.
We do appreciate that. I'm like, oh, but what is Allie saying?
Yes. Gosh. Again, earmuffs are the kiddos.
Yes, okay. There's your health class this morning.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know what? Very interesting this morning, to say the least. Not a conversation I was expecting.
To give you hope, some, I mean, ginormous men intimidate women, and they don't prefer that because it's just like too much.
Trust me,
too much.
I wish I had that hashtag problem. Bubba, I assume you don't have a teeny weenie, but maybe you do. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that the heat of the meat is not equivalent to the angle of the dangle, so therefore the motion of the ocean should not have anything on the angle.
Dang, I'm going with that one.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.